Yes, Doc?
I'll be 25 cents docking packs.
What for?
Where's your sea craft?
It ain't no sea craft. It's me dinghy and it's under the wharf.
You sure good?
It is.
Yeah. You're near in town, right?
Call this a town?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, there's 17 cents new in town packs. And there's 45 cents rowboat under the wharf packs and $1 leaving your junk lying around the wharf packs. So all together, you owe the Commodore $1.87.
Who's this Commodore?
Is that the nature of a question? There's a nickel question tax.
Oh, forget it. Must be what you're up to. Here, here, here,
here, here. Exact on, change, please. I'm an exact change tax man.
Here's a dollar. Here's a red cent. Here's a franc. Here's a guilder.
Oh, sorry, I'm taking a time. There's a dime. There's one quarter. There's a dime.
Hey,
pay me, Jack.
Tax this, tax that. My nightmare, though. I'm just disgusted, Peter. When you pay your taxes, you should get a cervix. Yeah.
I got it.
Don't worry, I got it. Looks like me old pipe. Look what it's doing here. What a coincidence. What is this? This is the office of tits. Oh, look at there. Henry seems to care. You've got so much to bear, ma'am. Can I...
Hello, Victor. What's it?
Oh, it's the wind and air. Just trying to double there. Blow me down, Mary.
Blow me down.
Snowball.
What? Look over there. There's a stranger.
Yeah, you'd rather not, huh? Oh, that's easy to see. Wherever I go, not so convenient. It does it for me. I don't believe that. It's a lovely day. It's still a perfect day, but...
Oh, maybe you'd like to...
Coming down again, then. It's a lovely place. Think I'd like to stay, but... Blow me down. Do you roll into town?
Rubble.
Blow me down. Local glum club. Friendly here. A little scary, too. I think I'll spend a year. But to maybe true. Wait, whoa. I am. Wherever I go, I came from the sea. It's got my number, but no one's looking it up, ain't it?
Good day.
Good day.
I hate you, little pieces.
Kind of a greasy good day, but
I don't know.
Bunch of carrots?
No.
You ain't got no carrots? What are those, prunes?
Boy, I'm carrots. That's broccoli.
I am in the mood for carrots. I need me vitamins.
Boy, I'm carrots, that's spinach.
I want spinach. I'll ask you for spinach.
So, why he didn't say so? For you, each a dollar.
How much is the broccoli?
Little, maybe dime.
And the spinach?
Dime, maybe quarter.
Then how come carrots is a dollar?
$1.50. You buy what I don't feel like selling, it costs you
$2.
That be it. This is a nickel.
A pain, but I feel like paying.
You're not up to no good, are you? Because if you are, there's a 50 cent up to no good tax.
Oh.
Come here.
Seems like everywhere. People here. Front, blow, middle. Bottom line. Look close away. Heaven. Careful there. What blew him into town? Oh, the short arm of the law, huh? Blow, middle. Blow me down.
Wow.
Hey, what's
up? Hey, come on. Hey,
come on.
Are you the piano tuner or the man with the party favor?
You got a room for Rink.
What? For what?
Rink. Rink, your sign says you got a room for Rink.
Oh, my stars and gardens. My mind was a million miles away. Come in before you catch your death of mud.
Mud? Boils. That explains it. She's down a quart.
Oh, scums, I'll find you. Come on, come on.
Don't make them like they used to.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother, but it's ugly. I ask you, have you ever seen anything so ugly? I won't be engaged in this hat.
I heard that. Don't think I didn't hear that. He owes me an apology.
Oh, ugly. There's nothing left to say. What do you think?
I think it's up to you, dear.
Well, what do you think? Ugly. I think it's a conspiracy. Why would they manufacture deliberate ugliness unless they wanted me to look ugly? We find that out, we find out everything.
The stranger...
I can't get engaged. You'll have to tell Pluto I can't. We'll have to cancel the party tomorrow night. It's not my fault that it's so ugly. What are you doing listening in on a private conversation between me and my mother? I have a good mind to have my father call a policeman. Olive, will you show Mr.
Papa.
Mr. I, the spare room.
Yes, Papa.
Go upstairs, Mr.
Yes,
I. Olive will show you the room.
Thanks.
Come from some asylum here. Show me your room. Show me some courtesy. It might be nice.
I don't see why I have to do anything on the day before my engagement party when nothing's ready. Especially me. And what kind of name is that anyway, Papa? Pretty strange.
What kind of name is olive oil? Sounds like some kind of lubricant. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Don't look in that room. That's my room.
Men of disrespect, sir.
Ugly, huh? You owe me an apology.
What?
I wonder who shoved a feather in his ears.
What'd you say?
Sure, it's nice weather you have here.
Your name really Olives?
So what?
Olives oil.
You don't look Greek. Mm.
So you're short. You just passing yourself off as short.
Can I see me room now?
Oh, as if I cared.
Let me give you a hand there. You maybe need a little oil.
Oh!
Nice looking room.
Never seen a room done in early demolition before, but this will do for me.
Careful how you treat that bed. Nothing goes on this bed.
Oh, sorry, ma'am, it's just...
What's that lamp?
Let me give you some assistance here. Give me a hand there. Here we are. Oh, you're in front. Boy, get hot in here. I still respect you. Me bad, I don't
Thanks for your help. Miss Oil, maybe.
Don't forget to put the cat out here.
We don't have a cat.
Put a toilet. Yeah,
How do you like that? Gold is up 20 cents. $2 an ounce.
I knew it. I could have made a fortune on fillings if Pluto would have let me go directly to the Commodore. He's so jealous of me, that Pluto.
Well, who wouldn't be?
Me? I'm not jealous of Caster. He's my son. Man jealous of his own son. You owe me an apology.
I didn't mean you.
Never lets me go to the Commodore. Commodore is a paragon of sagacity. If ever I could put in a good word...
Shut up, is the word. Pass is another word that Wimpy. You don't pass. He should be killed for that.
It says here that Commodore's tax is solved again.
Don't look as good as I smell. It's too late now. Let's go.
Chop up his mouth.
Oh, Mr. I, have you met a pop?
Mr. Wimpy, my son Castor, Mr. Gainesville, my husband Cole, we're all one big happy family here. Although not really. I mean, well, Mr. Gainesville and Mr. Wimpy are...
Yeah, family.
Well, you're my husband.
You owe me an apology.
I can't find anything.
What are you looking for, Olive?
A glass.
Oh, here's a glass.
That's a short, fat, ugly glass. I want a tall, pretty, slender glass.
They're all broken.
I could have made a fortune in fish futures.
Fish?
But I have to dip in a capital.
Fish future smell.
Okay. What kind of glass do you want, Olive? A wine glass or a brandy glass or a water glass?
Oh, not a thing. I don't want a thing.
Real appetite.
Oh, I want a fork. Right beside your plate. If it was a knife, it would cut you.
And
will
a knife.
You
sit why don't
down
I have a knife,
and
a knife dress.
You owe me an apology.
Passing fish, please.
Fish, excellent idea, Miss Oyle. I would suggest before matrimony, fish. Fish before matrimony.
Cool, that does look good.
All of out of her engagement, Mr. Wimpy, though, yeah. Because four times engaged is three times much.
Oh, he can't talk me out of anything. I'm not a child.
I'll say you're not a child.
Who says I'm not a child?
You said you're not a child, and I agreed with you. That, too.
Who asked you to agree with me?
Well, no one can stop me from agreeing with you if I want to.
I can.
Quarreling at my table, you both owe me an apology.
Sorry, Pop.
What?
Please pass me shrimp, chicken, and meatballs.
Well, I don't know. Captain Bluto has the patience of Job. Or is it Job? Certainly got a very good job, Job. And he needs a lot of patience. Why, he runs this town for the Commodore while he's away. And the Commodore's always away. As a matter of fact, I've never seen him. Have you, Cole?
Huh? I'd never let a girl break my engagement. I'd break her nose before she broke my engagement. And you better not try on me what you pulled on Bluto, because I'm no pushover.
You owe your sister an apology.
Will you stop fidgeting?
Did she touch you?
Oh, this knife won't cut. Yeah.
Here, take mine.
Not since I was a child have we had a sharp knife in this house.
You owe me an apology. You don't like our knives. Bluto's rich. He can buy you plenty of knives.
Oh, I hate this table. It's ugly. And I'm the only one with nerve enough to tell the truth about it.
Well, then why don't you let Bluto the pushover buy you a new table?
Am I right, Pop?
Right.
I'm right, right?
You're right.
Right.
Nothing left?
Oh, Bluto, Bluto, Bluto. Everyone takes advantage of my poor Bluto. Get a new glass, a new knife. Now they want a table. Well, That's why I always have to break off our engagement. To stop you all from taking advantage of the sweetest, most humble man on the face of this earth. You make me sick.
Never good to be too full, I guess. Soon you and me gonna be together again, huh? Yeah. 30 years ain't that long. Besides, next Wednesday's our anniversary.
Yeah.
Stay alive. That's all I'm asking you. Good night, Papa. Oh.
Yep.
Everything is food, food, food. Everything is food to go. Everything is food for thought. Everything you eat is dough, it is food. Everything is food.
Everything is meat, meat, meat.
Careful what you put on your feet.
Once it lived on an enemy mule,
now it walks along with you.
It could be food.
Everything is food.
Gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
He would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Everything is chow, chow, chow. Everything is food to go now.
Everything is best for chance. From your lemon to your sugar cane,
it is food. Everything is food.
Did you order a hamburger?
Yeah, I ordered a hamburger. That's what I got, a hamburger.
No, I beg to disagree. Rough House, a genuine hamburger for the gentleman I'm buying.
Hey, thanks.
Who's paying?
I'm buying, he's paid.
A nickel hamburger?
I'd refuse to pay if I were you. A shocking abuse of power.
Rough House! Food, food, food! Everything is food!
One hamburger, chisler's packs.
I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
He would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Everything is upside down. Everything is sunny side up.
Tell him I'd be thief.
Oh,
okay. Oh, oh. You know, just why I'm here is I'm looking for my pap. Yeah. Oh, I'll search the seven seas for him, and I haven't found him yet. I was only 2 years old. Me own pap left me. I was just a mere infant. Me own pap. Me own pap ditches me. I'm a very tolerant man, except when it comes to holding a grudge. I never thought I'd forgive me, Paps, but about 7 years ago, I shipped out on this boat, the Gloomy Gus. I just off the coast of Guam, but breaks up in this typhoon. I'm stuck on this raft for 45 days without food or water. But after all this time on this raft, this dictation comes to me.
It looks just like me, Mother. Rest her soul.
And it says, your pep is still alive. When I was finally rescued, I figured out that I gotta forgive me paps, you know? You see, I'm only afraid that he might be dead. I never realized what a fine pig of an orphan guy turned out to be.
Yeah. You sure got a nice looking face there, One Eye.
One Eye.
I've seen better arms on a baboon.
You're a slimer. Yeah, you want to know why you're so lone scum? Go take a look at that mirror.
Hey,
know. It's one thing I got it, so Sanskrit. Where did you get that pronunciation?
Yeah, got an olive cut in your throat.
Well, get back to you.
Dada, I know I want my dada. Hey, if I were you, Daddy, I'd ship out too.
Yeah, you're too dumb looking to leave on a doorstep.
Hey, run. I'll bet your pappy is as ugly as you are.
Another thing I got is a Sanskrit humiliation. Now, maybe you swabs can fool your intelligence and see that I'm asking you for an apology.
Hey, Butch, why don't you give Daddy's boy an apology?
With pleasure, Spike.
The little one-eyed rat wants an apology.
Well, I would like to offer my most sincere and heartfelt apologies.
You got it.
Oh, it's going to ticken on innocence.
You apologize?
You apologize?
I apologize. Rosie, get my hat. I think it's time we leave. I right back to the dairy.
Apologize.
For what?
This is a smorgasbord of violence.
Well, that's everybody.
Everybody's apologized.
Yeah, everybody's really sorry.
Oh, everybody's really, really sorry.
Now it's your turn to be sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to do this, but enough is enough.
Come on,
Oh, the day's funny.
I take it.
Nobody home? Remember, my dear, tonight it's my turn to be tall.
It's a very nice party. I can't help but feel sad, though.
Chico!
This is a sad day for me.
Chico, hand these things out.
This is one of the saddest days of my life.
Flowers! I forgot the flowers!
Yep. Disillusioned. Look at her. My dress blues.
Oh, phooey.
Not a proposition.
Watch your eyes, my
dire. An ass of hate.
Expect him to come down with his first head off. Oh, hello there. Come, we're just waiting for Captain.
I can't tell you how happy this makes me to attend Miss Goyle's parties.
Nice looking furs, though. Oh. Oh, yeah. I don't know when I've had this much fun and still been conscious. Well, better be on my way. Old reservoir.
Well, given yourself
a buddy, sailor, comment.
I don't want to go to no party.
That's good to you. Ain't it, buddy? Who said ain't it, buddy? I said, who are you? You know who I am, I'm you. You're paying your sense of dignity.
Echo. Pluto's ugly, all right. Pluto's distinguished.
He's distinguished, all right. Distinguishedly
ugly.
Pluto's special? Oh, he's special, all right. Especially ugly.
He's tall. Good looking. And he's large. He's large. Large. Tall. Large.
Good evening, Captain Pluto. Good evening, Captain Pluto.
Mine. Not a man will win.
Oh no.
Then accordion. I have to squeeze him each night to keep him warm.
There's a good picture in the paper this week.
Lovely friends for you down to the pawn shop, Captain Pluto.
Anytime you want me to come by and clean up the boat.
Captain Pluto.
Mother!
He's got money and respect. That's true. He's better than the rest. That's true. And he's mine.
You can have him.
She loves me. She don't love me. She'll marry me.
Large. 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 Mine. Mine, mine, mine.
She won't marry me. She will. She won't.
It may seem funny, but it's not.
Oh, no.
I'm thankful for what I've got.
Me too.
It may not be a lot, but it's large.
She will. She. Mm.
faulty flower.
Mm.
Captain Pluto.
Mrs. Boyle!
Olives what?
Olives! Getting ready!
Good. Now, where were we?
She won't marry you. She...
She will!
Oh, my God.
Son-in-law.
An invite.
You scared the wits out of me.
Yeah, I almost knocked him out of you, too.
What right do you have to lurk here in the dark in the middle of the night and scare the wits out of a person?
How's your party going, Miss Doyle?
Oh, that's a dumb question. Yeah. Where do you think I'm headed right this minute?
That way, I think, out of town.
I am not headed out of town. Don't you see which direction I'm facing?
You're going now. You're facing east of late, maybe a little southwest. Place your bag. You need some help with your bag, Miss
Oh, no.
I didn't touch you. I mean to hurt you.
Thank you.
Oh, you do?
Oh. No, that's the wrong way. No, that's the wrong way. I want to go. That way.
That'll be 50 cents impersonating a traffic cop.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Hoyle. Didn't recognize you from the back. It won't happen again.
How come Miss Hoyle don't have to pay no taxes?
That's 10 cents question tax. But I'll let you off this time, since you're with Miss Oil. Good night, Miss Oil.
Well, how come being with Miss Oil means you don't have to pay no taxes?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Here's a nice cup of tea for you, Captain Pluto, while you're waiting.
Where's Olive?
Olive?
You think everyone pays taxes but me and my family, don't you? Well, you couldn't be more wrong.
Why am I right?
It's because I'm engaged to Pluto, and Pluto lends a town to the Commodore, so we get special favors. Well, it's a lie.
Olive!
Pluto's kind and generous and likes to do things for his loved ones. And you want me to hurt his feelings? How silly on you. You don't even care enough about me or my family to be at my engagement party. And what are you doing here in Sweet Haven anyway,
Well, I'm looking for me Pap.
Well, if that's true, then where is he?
Well, got me there. I don't really know why he... I got the sense that he's here, though, you know?
Well, all right, I'll wait. Anyway, there are too many guests as it is. Half of them I hate.
One thing I remember about me, Pap, was he always used to throw me up in the air. But he'd never be there when I come down, you know. Boy, he had a sense of humor, didn't he? Yeah, that was me, Pap. Remember that time he gave me an electric eel as a toy? Eat? Yeah, that was fun.
All right. He rocked me in my cradle real, 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 real hard. I lose my formula. And then he says, one day you'll be a sailor. That's what I am today, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes he bounced me on his knee. Most of the time he'd miss. Oh, he couldn't see too well one eye. Oh, me pap, yeah.
Well, I'm not waiting any longer. Hmm.
Oh, sorry, Miss Ola. I was doing. I was philosophizing.
Mm-hmm. My train of thought kind of derailed. And oh, yeah, for a time, waiting. I was a waiter once.
What are you doing with that basket?
Well, I'm carrying it. It's your basket, ain't it?
It is not my basket. Somebody has deliberately painted that basket to look like my basket. My basket was clean and beautiful, and this basket is ugly.
Yes! Huh?
Rattlesnake!
I know how that feels, but...
Rattlesnake! Where is Miss Hoyle? Where is it? Where is it? Don't worry, Miss Hoyle. I've handled vermin before. I've read rattlesnake out in a pair of shoes. I'll read them out with a book. I'll read them upside down. I'll take it to the Mario. No.
I'll get you.
Are you... Hey!
Oh.
Throw me down. Oh. Very good.
Oh.
Here you snake. There you go. What do you got here? To the one-eyed sailor. Oh, it must be me. Wait a minute. Hold on there. Watch out, so I don't want to hurt you. Hi. I'll read this. I'll bring it right back to you. Here we go. Oh, ain't that ugly? It's all right. Oh, it's okay.
I am.
I'm all right.
Hey.
It's okay. Hey.
We're together in this. Mm-hmm. All right. I must trust somebody, baby. You're a baby. It says here, right. I must trust someone with a baby until I free myself of certain financial obligations. Yeah. Which would take 25 years or so. Which time I shall reclaim him. In the meantime, love him as only a mother could. Signed, a mother. You want the note? Okay, take it back. How are you? I love you more than you'll ever know.
I mean, you know what I mean. You know what I say. You know what I mean. Me. You know what I mean. I'm meaner than. I mean what I say. I'm so mean, I had a dream of beating myself up. Broke my nose, I broke my hand, I wrestled myself to the ground, and then I choked myself to death and broke the choke and woke up. Arr! I mean, you know what I mean. If you know what I mean, you'll know what I mean. I mean, meaner than I sure am mean. Yeah, me. Yeah, me that. You know what I mean. I'm so damn mean. I'm mean.
Look at this. Came looking for me, Pap, and now I'm a mutter.
I thoroughly engaged your enjoyment, Party. I mean, I...
There you go. Got another two to go, there.
I'm not going to drop him. Little baby.
Oh, you throw a party, you throw a party, don't you?
For the last time, where's Olive?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, women and infants first. Here you go. I'll get back to you. I will.
A little
something to remember you by. Good luck.
There's
a lot of explanation for this. I'd make the same mistake myself. Yeah, I know it's what you're thinking. Oh, look at the birdies. Oh, I'll fight all eight of you, Dick.
Okay, shorty, the oils are going to be double tax. Triple tax.
I didn't pay me bills.
Quadruple tax.
Oh, look at that. Oh, good. Good.
Third tax. Exercise tax. Overtax. And sun tax.
Yeah. Don't think I blame you, because I don't. Nope.
Whereas you are in the rear on your bathtub tax, and whereas there is no bathtub in the tent. Whereas you are in the rear on your refrigerator tax, and whereas there is no refrigerator in the tent. And whereas you are in the rear on your Victrola tax, and whereas there is no Victrola in the tent. And whereas you are in the rear on your household and appurtenances maintenance tax, and whereas there is no house. Or household, or appurtenances, or maintenance. By the order vested in me by Captain Pluto on behalf of his honor, the Commodore.
Oh, pooey, the Commodore. Next to Wimpy, I hate him best.
This is extremely grave news. Please pay attention. The sum of $12,012.12.
Cole, stop reading!
Plus one sunflower embarrassing the taxman.
Pooey! And double pooey!
A bat there, a bat.
What did you hurt her?
Oh, yeah, like, you know, her is a him. See, it likes to smoke. So, you're just a landlubber, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm a woman.
Oh, yeah, well, I am a mother. Yeah, he doesn't like me, Pete. Oh, yeah. He wants me to. You must have an IQ about half a million, don't you? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
None of that baby talk around me, son. My son's going to be a man and think, not a baby and thinking that right. Oh, come to Papa, me little sweet pea.
Yeah.
Come little sweet pea, come little sweet pea.
Sweet pea? Mm-hmm. You're back.
Oh, yeah. I found him in Sweet Haven. That is why he's me sweet pea. I am calling him Sweet Pea, and that is his name. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, Sweet Pea's about the worst name I ever heard on a baby.
Well, what do you want me to call him? Baby Oil?
Get killed. It'd be worth getting killed to help Mom and Pop. If I won, I'm fast, I'm foxy. He could have a heart attack.
Hello,
and my parents to a fight, and my baby to a fight.
Fun.
Oh, fights are not fun.
Know the words to this song, Cole?
Of course I know the words. It's our national anthem, isn't it?
That'll be 62 cents going to an illegal sporting event.
If it's illegal, how come it's going on?
Oh, there.
Be careful.
Oh,
the
same time. Just barely.
Oh, what's that step? Wait a minute.
We're having a lover's call in front of us.
Lights off. Lights off.
Oh, now look at that. It's a freaking
mother dear.
So what?
You bet I'm his mother.
Mr. Meekman, I'm a mother myself.
That's his mother. I can't bust with him. That's
his mother. You see? Your lady mother's been distracting you. Not be doing that.
I can't bust with him. That's his mother to get some morality.
You don't bust him, he kill you. Right?
Yeah.
Now listen. Dancing, dancing, dancing.
Dancing, dancing.
Dancing, dancing. Dancing, dancing. You're going to get more power.
Come on, Sarah, fight.
Punch him. Punch him. Punch him.
Hey, I got a task here. Get some of that. How's the ring?
Oh, Mommy, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where do I send the flowers? Look at there, Oz. He's got my eye.
He does not have your eyes. He's got my eyes. He's got your mouth.
Does he do? One day, sweet peas, he's going to go to school and bust bigger kids in a mush. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Yeah.
And we'll move into a vine-covered cottage on a shady lane. And we'll garden together. And we'll play house.
I've been sailing about the seven seas, looking for some buddies who would sail with me, sail with me, sail with me.
And I've been waiting for someone like you, a man who could love me and will promise to stay with me, stay.
What is that glop you're eating?
It's a soup burger.
These are difficult times. Burgers can't be choosers.
Boy, work is what is making the heart go stronger, Tom.
Bye, Mom.
Here, we got the door.
Good.
Worry.
Is the door 17 and a half? Well, that's a tax that don't come to too much. No, don't. 17.
Oh, the main thing is that you're all right.
What? Were you all worried that I might have gotten killed or something, maybe?
Oh, Popeye, don't be silly. Oh. I'm you.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have no confidence.
Oh, I did, too. Mm-hmm, yeah. I did, too. Mm-hmm. After I asked
Stacy. Oh, yeah.
That's rich. Oh, you're gone now. You're really dizzy, Dave. Really,
oh, I asked Sweet Pea and he told me.
Consulting an instinct.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that so?
What's this here? Yeah?
See? I asked Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea, will Popeye be killed? No? So then I asked, Sweet Pea, will Popeye be seriously maimed? No?
That's two for two. You know, that can happen anyway, you know.
Yeah. So then I queried, Sweet Pea, will Popeye actually survive?
Yeah.
You mean he'll win? Oh.
that's a neat trick. Me infant is a psychic of prophets. I didn't see with my own eye, I wouldn't believe it.
That kid's a regular forecaster. Remind me to ask him about gold futures.
More interested in talking to him about immediate futures. Popeye, he's an adorable little fellow.
And he's a psychic, too, ain't that the truth?
But he looks a little peaked to me. He needs some air.
Air? That's all we have here is air.
With your permission, Popeye, I'll take him for a little walk.
Well, tell me why not. I mean, you're like his uncle. You're his Uncle Wim. There you go.
Come along.
Hey, don't forget his little hat here. Don't forget his hat. He's going out in uniform.
Oh, of course.
There you go.
Thank you.
Let me pee. Ain't that something? He's taking him for a walk. Hey, wait a minute there. You trying to pull a fast one? He can't walk yet.
Oh, I'll carry him.
Oh, in that case, it's all right there. As long as you don't take him for a drag or something.
Hey, you don't want to carry him for a walk.
Oh, leave him be there. It's Uncle Wimp's calling him with a sweet pea.
Wimpy can take him, but I can't.
Who says you can't?
You said I can't.
That wasn't before.
Before what?
Well, before I knew you was worried about me.
Oh. You mean now I can carry him just because I was worried about you?
Yes.
Fui.
You said fui.
I said fui, and I mean fui. Fui.
We have Lickety Split, number one. Number three, Sand Crab. How about six?
Everything's going to be all right. Now, he's with his Uncle Wimps, and they've only been gone for a couple of hours. Here, a couple of hours. Wait a minute. This town could have been built a couple of hours. Whoa. Oh, I've got to be trustworthy here. Wimps is trustworthy. Wait a minute. That's trustworthy as far as I can throw him. Throw him.
I don't see him anywhere.
Well, maybe they went to the roughhouse.
No, Wimpy's we'll barred from the roughhouse. Bad.
Right. Oh, my stars and horses.
Derby day.
That rat, Wimpy.
What's this got to do with me, Sweet Peas?
They've gone to the races.
A baby at the horse races.
Where is these races?
Come on. Let's go.
Oh, Dad, you're
dewy sweet pea there for a racetrack ain't no nursery. Oh, patience, patience. I've got to remain calm.
That's it. Straight ahead.
Guts, look.
You like Stars and Garters?
No.
Number two?
Ed. Ed?
That's a horse.
All right. Number six? Holy moly. You like holy moly?
Holy moly? Holy moly!
That's it. Holy moly. We can't lose. Everything on holy moly.
This a house of the repukes? Who'd bring me anything to dinner, immorality? Don't touch them, though. You might get a venerable disease.
Oh, is that a bag you got in your pocket?
Hello. That occurred to me lined up for this.
Where's your paper, Paul?
Settle the test.
Did you?
No. Mom caught me in here. She killed me. There's Mom.
Where is that, Wimpy?
Oh, Castor, what are you doing here?
I've been behind you all the time. $110? $120.
I wouldn't be able to discuss the fate of any mere body and thing for just a moment here.
Yes, just a moment.
I don't want your little sweet papers to see what's about to happen. I ought to bust you right in the mush.
It'll
be real quick.
I
ought to get
some. It's 120 simoleons.
You want 120 simoleons?
You know how many hamburgers that is?
Put your eye where your ear is.
How many races?
Two races.
Let me see that racing form. Oh, maybe we can... Oh, sweet pea.
Wait, no. Child of mine is going to be a racing trout. Come on, me little pea.
Now, wait a minute.
What are you doing there? No child of mine will be exploited for ill-gotten games.
These games will clothe us and feed us and save us.
Wrong is wrong, even if it helps you.
Family is more important than dumb morality. Oh, look, he's got something in his eye. Let me see.
I know how that feels.
There you go.
Oh,
Did you wish? Keep it going. Lady Lucifer. Sucking lemmings? What? Sucking lemmings?
Oh, what am I? Some kind of barnacle on the dinghy of life?
Oh,
I ain't no doctors, but I know that I'm losing my patience.
120 simoleons on sucking lemmings.
What am I? Some kind of judge or lawyers? Maybe not, but I know what law suits me. Careful, that don't ruffle me feathers. What am I? I ain't no physicist, but I knows what matters. What am I? I'm Popeye, the sailor. And I am what I am, what I am, and I am what I am, and that's all that I am, because I am what I am. You got it?
I think so,
yes. And I've got a lot of muscle, and I only got one eye, and I never hurt nobody's, and I'll never tell a lie. Top to me bottom, from the bottom to me top. That's the way it is, till the days that I drop. What am I? I am what I am. Oh, what a damn fun. I am what I am, what I am, what I am, what I am. What I am. Wondering about myself. To be or not to be. Who's asking? I can open up an ocean. I can take a lot of sail. I can lose a lot of water. Then I'll never have to bail. I can put some Madagascar. I can whale by the tail. What am I?
Elizabeth, don't fail me now.
Oh, I hate to do this, sweet pea, but it's necessary. Sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do when you got to do them, but...
Mr. Popeye.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Oyle, but it's imperative to protect my adopted son from child abuse.
Oh, but think of Olive. You can't take the poor baby away from poor Olive.
Me morale ain't built, Mrs. Oyle. Me mind is set. I don't think for nothing.
You sure about this? Yeah, I think so, yes. Wonder you forgive me.
Maybe we owe him an apology.
We'll find another place to plant ourselves. Yeah. Me, I already shut you up here. Yeah, you right there? This ain't bad, is it? Need the Ritz, but at least you get a little womb service here, huh? Need no palatial mansion either, but we got something. The best I ever saw. It's got your blankets here. Yeah, there we go. It's got your blankets.
You moved out of the oil?
None of your business.
$4.25, moving out.
Nuts to you and nuts to your taxes.
You moved in here?
What's it look like?
$5.25, moving in.
But don't forget, double nuts.
Now, where's this baby come from?
Oh, the pelican's grown.
That's 89 cents, unlicensed baby tax.
What? Don't take me personal.
My own fault. Sleepy's been kidnapped. Olives was right.
Yeah.
Even an orphan needs a mother and a father.
Paul.
If I was going to be Sleepy's mother, I should have at least let her be his father, or Visca Visca.
Paul.
I ain't man enough to be a mother.
And all at once I knew he needed me. Until the day I die, I won't know why, I knew he needed me. It could be fantasy, oh. Or maybe it's because he needs me, 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 he needs me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like a dime a dance, I'll take a chance, I will, because he needs me. never asked before, because they never needed me.
But I do.
But he does. Maybe it's because he's so alone. Maybe it's because he's never had a home. He needs me, 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 he needs me. For once in life, I finally felt that someone needed me. And if it turns out real, then love can turn the wheel. Because he needs me, 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 he needs me. Da 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 da.
Everybody's gotta have somebody's, even if it's only me. Stop your crying, sweeties, and try to go to sleep. I don't know how you got here, I don't know if you cares. You could've come from heavens, or a typhoon anywhere. Well, me, I came from heaven, of Carolina La Lagoon. And I was told me mammy gave me up in a typhoon. Well, don't you cry, little sweet pea. You and me, we's both the same. And the biggest tear I ever seen came in the eye of a hurricane. Go to sleep, sleep, sleepy. Now tell me what you see. And someday when you's older, I'll tell you all about me. Love from Bye-bye.
Commodore's boot, but no Commodore, of course.
Oh,
Aha. Sweet Pea's still in
Lindsay, Haven. Lindsay, who are you talking to? What did you say about Sweet Pea?
I said nothing.
Oh. Oh, but what about...
Oh, Pluto! Oh,
my
help!
Oh, dear.
All of Pluto. Help me. Get me out.
Not until you tell me everything you know about Sweet Pea.
I know nothing.
Come clean.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I confess.
Yeah, infants. I hate infants.
That kid's worth a fortune, Commodore.
Yeah, I got all the fortune that cares about you, idiot. I got me buried treasure. And don't you wish you knows where it's hid? Eat your spinach, you no good infant. Eat it. Eat it! Eat it!
Oh, I can't see any.
There's no one home. Let's go.
When do you come back here this very minute? Open this door.
It's probably locked.
Open this door.
Commodore! Don't keep calling me Commodore. Inside this here harbor. I got minions or eminence. And you is 10 or 12 of them. I call you an old fool. We could break the bank at the betting parlor. This kid can predict the future. I don't want to break the bank in a betting parlor. You nonentity. I owns the betting parlor. And I owns you. So don't talk to me about no future. I hates the future. And I hates the past. And I hates the present. Especially you.
Yeah. All these years I've been loyal mean. And all these years you've been dropping hints about buried treasure.
You think that's fair? Don't just say I ain't fair. True, I hates. But I come by me hating fair. And square. Hating's me cold. I will live and die by hating. Hate's done me more good than anything in the world. It's not easy being me. Master of me own destiny. And I hate responsibility. It's not easy being me. Shut your lip and open your mouth. Oh, it's hard to be in charge.
Even harder being large.
But you're charged when you're in charge. It's not easy being me.
I hate you so much.
It's a mutiny. Mutiny. It's not easy being me. Admiral of me own ship at sea. I've been scuppered.
Oh, it has held Popeye with you.
Who?
Lindsay.
It's not easy being mean. The problem's so large.
If you know what I mean.
He's large, he's large.
I got me own destiny.
Yo ho, yo ho.
It's not easy being mean.
Sometimes some things happen. I don't know why anymore. Sometime, one time, something happened, I don't know what anymore. It's not easy being me. Master of me own indignity. And it's not the all or end of me. Still, it's not easy being me. It's not easy being me. Me on rope, too. It's not easy.
Hey, you hungry, Sweet Pea?
What? Oh, no, you break his heart.
Your father.
You hungry, father?
No. Yes. No. Oh, you tell him. No, I'll tell him. Oh, no, don't tell him. Let's go. No.
What did you find, me, Sweet Pea, and me father?
More than that.
You hungry, father, and me, Sweet Pea?
Commodore.
No.
You want me far me sweep me in the Commodore now.
Oh.
And Captain Bluto.
Oh.
I guess, that's real cool joke.
Your father is a rat.
Oh.
A crook. And a kidnapper. And he's on the Commodore's boat right now with Bluto and Sweet Pea. That's what I can't tell you.
No, he ain't.
No, he is.
No, he ain't. No. Me father ain't no kidnappers.
No, he is too. He's a rat, a crook, a kidnapper, and a bad father and more.
More?
Yeah.
Well, it appears that your father is the Commodore.
Lies. There ain't no dead blasted treasure. Kid. This is a crucial question. Listen close. Can you read me the old goat's buried treasure?
Don't tell him.
Little rat thinking.
He ain't no Commodore. A hoity-toity Commodore. He would never be that.
A rat? A crook? A kidnapper? He's the Commodore.
I don't listen to the advice of some dizzy game and broad. No, they ain't there. And I'm going to prove it. Now, where ain't they?
They ain't on the Commodore's boat.
That's where they ain't?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's where they ain't, that's what I'm going to prove that they ain't. Well, come on.
Let's see.
Oh, Popeye, wait a minute. Popeye!
My husband has delegated me to inform you that he's behind you.
I'd go with you, Popeye, but I have a shave and shampoo awaiting.
Give him hell, Popeye! Kick him in the butt!
Tell on me, Mr. Popeye.
See, I go with you, but I got to watch
out. I go with you, Popeye, but I got
to... No, I'd go with you.
I'd go, Popeye, but the piano...
He's coming! Revolution is coming!
Oh, you guys!
President Marshall!
I wasn't afraid of the water. I'd go.
Get 8 and 5 on. Clean up on him, Popeye.
I know he ain't.
Don't worry, I'm going with you, but good luck.
Sure he ain't.
Nobody's papa. Your one-eyed, fish-faced, sissy-pated, sniffle-snapple.
I found you.
I hate Satan. I am disgustipated.
Nice to you.
Boy.
Oh, papa. Oh, Pep. Father, it's me, your all-pink son.
Stand to, you swab.
Yes, sir.
Your casket shatters on poop deck, Pappy. Pride of the Pacific and father to the shark, brother to the piranha, cousin to the killer whale, and uncle to the octopus.
I'm your one and only egg spring. We got the same bony arm.
No resemblance.
We get the same squinty eye.
What squinty eye?
Let's go tell us what he sees.
We get the same pipe, Pap.
You idiot. You can't inherit a pipe. I am papa to no male, nor no female child, that no court could prove otherwise.
Oh, yes.
There's one way to prove I ain't your father. Pick up that can of spinach. Pick it up. Now bring it over here. Now eat it.
Eat it?
Eat it.
Raw?
Eat it raw. Eat that spinach.
I don't want to eat
that. Eat that spinach, you brat.
I don't want to eat that spinach.
You disobedient brat. You was disobedient when you was 2, and you're still disobedient now. You wouldn't eat your spinach. Spinach what kept our family strong for thousands of years, and what does me only offspring do with it?
He spits it up. His mother ups and dies, and he wouldn't eat his spinach.
He choked on
his papa out of work, and he wouldn't eat his spinach. The whole country in a depression again. And he wouldn't eat his spinach.
That was Coolidge,
Papa,
wasn't
it? Papa going hungry, going out to steal. Stealing what? Spinach. So his ungrate son could grow up big and strong. You know what I've done? You know what I've done when the G-men cotched me and thrown me in jail? I laughed. I laughed a whole year. Cut me down from this yard arm. Getting away with that rotten little infant of a stool pigeon.
Cut you down?
Cut me down! Cut me down!
Cut you down, cut you down.
Cut me down!
Cut you down.
You idiot.
Well, you said cut you down.
I didn't say cut me down. I said get me down. Get me down.
Oh, unhand me, you brute. Oh, what are you doing?
Come on, back here.
And don't you ever pick up another knife. If you do, I'll make you eat it. You'll be known as the sword-swallowing sailor.
What is all this brightness? I can't see. I
Get away, folks. I'll put your head. Hoist the mainmast.
What is it? It's a rock. It's a hard place.
Oh, no. You scab island.
Mom. Don't worry, Castor. Your father's with us.
Scab island.
Haul ass. Get to your station. Get to your battle station.
Oh, please.
What are you doing? Who do you think you are? Captain Abraham?
Captain Olive oil.
Sweet peas. Olive oil. Sweet peas. What are you doing? Making a salad? I want me treasure. You hear me? I want me treasure. I am the commodore of the ship, and don't you give orders to me.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm the commodore, me friend. You command this privy, and I'll command me friends.
Is that any way to talk to your father?
You ain't my father. My father was tall and kind and looked like Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, don't tell me what I am.
Huh?
Where'd he go? I says I am your father. I ought to know whose father I is and whose father I ain't.
Who says?
I said.
I said to pass your bill's rat before I use you tonight.
Bill's rat. Mutiny. I am your one and only father. Look it.
The same bulgy eye.
No resemblance.
The same squeaky eye.
What squeaky eye?
Oh, my eye!
We even got the same pipe. Look. The same pipe.
He took the fake you.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Talking to your poor old father like that. You're disobedient brat. You're spoiled. That's what you are. Spoiled. Children. Kids. Boys. Give them everything they want. And what you get in return? Nothing but heartache, sadness, and misery. And a bad time once in a while when you try to give them a bam and they don't want it. And another bad time when you want to do something that you really want to do, but all they want to do
is know what you want to do.
Right. Bless their little hearts. If they were really made out of gold, I'd like to sell them on the open marketplace. I couldn't make me a fortune.
I could have made a fortune.
kids.
Oops.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. Kids. Dad, blast them. They're going to lead you to ruin. That's what they're going to do. Lead you to ruin. They cry at you when they're young. They yell at you when they're older. They borrow from you when they're middle-aged. And they leave you alone to die without even paying you back. Children. Boys. You give them everything they want. And what do you get back in return? You get nothing.
Catch him like a big red lobster. Help me.
Why, they're just smaller versions of us, you know. But I'm not so crazy about me in the first place. So why do I want one of them? I ask you. Children. Children. Little children. You pour your heart out to them. You give them everything they want. Give them candy and a lot of toys. And what do you get back? You get a lot of noise. Na, 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 na. My papa's a mean old man. I'm through with children. I'm through with kids. There ain't nothing I'm never going to do about it.
Hey, Seth, we got a corner.
Get that dirty filth rat. You, with that crazy beard. Get that fat guy up here. Come up here. Wait, get up here. Get up here.
Haul ass.
Get the cannon and move it here.
You can't fire that thing. There's women that didn't think on that boat.
Stop worrying. All I'm going to do is fire a warning shot right across the bow. Don't you think I know what I'm doing? Short. I was a little short.
Little short.
Reload it.
Really, you don't.
Did I miss? Hold me in the head.
Slow down, Beth, so we can board her.
Where is that going to board her? I'm going to ram him. Hey! Treasure underwater.
Yeah.
Okay, kid. You watch the boat. I'm going in.
Oh. Wait a minute. Where do you think you're going?
No,
Pirates.
Pluto!
Hey, that's my treasure, you rat!
What goes down? I must come up. Pluto!
Ah, you're in trouble now!
Even though you're larger than me, you can't win. Because you're bad. And the good always wins over the bad.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
Ah. One, two, three!
Oh, help! Help! Popeye!
Hey, where's this?
I think we owe him an apology.
Oh, your intentions are good, yes.
Yeah. Oh!
Haul ass. I gotta get that treasure. Now, where is it? It must be down there. So... Oh, there it is. You, Undertaker, get over here.
I'll undertake that.
Get over here. Come on, get on this rope. Get on this rope. Little things looking at me treasure. Look at it. Come on, pull it up. Come on, pirates, put these.
He ain't gonna get it.
You're going to.
Look out, Popeye, no, oh!
Open up, Willis! Get away!
Oh, I can't see a thing.
Popeye!
Okay.
Whoops! That's the sword, you need to run.
Yeah.
Look at him there, will you?
Watch him, Popeye. Yeah.
Popeye! Oh!
I'm going to show you the treasure chest now. Now watch. Here we're going to... Watch it open. Look. Oh. Here. Oh, yes. Oh, we got a little... Isn't it cute?
Back. Pilots. Dancing. Keep your head. Yeah.
Oh,
you city-faded snipple-snapple. If you'd eaten your spinach like I told you, you wouldn't be losing it twice.
I ain't gonna eat no spinach. I ain't losing. No.
You disobedient brat. Here. Eat your spinach. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. You don't like spinach.
I hate it.
Yeah. Eat this spinach. Eat this spinach. See you in Davy Jones's locker.
Now, my treasure.
Sound the charge, kid.
He's Popeye the Sailor Man.